The wristwatch man would stay overnight in the village with his two servants and their guns. He would eat and then drink with the men. He would hand out cigarettes, entire packs of them, in gold and silver paper boxes with the cellophane still on. In the morning, he would look over the children on offer and ask some questions about them. Had they been sick? Were they obedient? And he'd check their teeth.
They had to have good teeth, he said,
because they would need to smile a lot. Then he would make his selections, and the money would change hands, and he'd say his farewells, and there would be polite nods and bows all round. He would take 3 or 4 children with him. Never more. That was the number he could manage. This meant he could pick the best of the crop. He did the same in the other villages in his territory. He was known for his taste and judgment.